Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be following the gospel reading for this service as we come together. Take a look at a little packet of seeds and ask yourself the question, what makes this packet so special? You could have dozens of answers. These seeds could add beauty and color to your yard as a garden bursts into life with color. They could grow into trees to provide shade on a hot, sunny day with branches, and your children can climb in it. The birds can build their nests there. They can make the yard more friendly to birds and squirrels who love the shelter of a good tree. Understand, they might even add financial value to your home as well. They could grow into a privacy hedge, like a fence between your yard and your neighbors, because you know how they say, tall fences make good neighbors. They could provide vegetables and fruits, making summer one of those really enjoyable times where, boy, it's all fresh for eating. All that out of just a few little seeds. The miraculous ability of seeds to create plant life around us, well, that gave Jesus a great illustration to talk about his kingdom of salvation. Listen to the words he speaks today and marvel at the thought, how powerful the seed. Out of death, it creates life. Out of something small comes something big. Now, if you really wanted to get Jesus' blood pumping, you know, all you have to do is ask him serious questions about the kingdom of God. Recorded for us are 74 times in the New Testament that the phrase kingdom of God was used, and it was mostly by Jesus. He loved helping people understand God's kingdom. Unlike earthly kingdoms, this one wasn't bordered by rivers and mountains and oceans. It wasn't defended by armies ruled by kings or politicians. It was made up of people who were no longer under the control of Satan and his army and demons. Now God's Son was ruling in their hearts by faith. He was setting them free from guilt, leading them with love and motivating them to love him back and love others as well. The kingdom of God was God's greatest creation in this world. Think a few of the things you know about the kingdom of God as Jesus shares it. Let the little children come to me and forbid them not, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. And then he also adds, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Simply put, you could say that the kingdom of God is his true, invisible church of believers on earth from every generation and every part of the world, and Jesus is passionate about it. But how does his kingdom of God grow on earth? That's an issue Jesus deals with in the two parables of our gospel. In the first one, he says, a man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. He compares it to a farmer who scatters seed in his field. It's an amazing thought. The ground is, well, let's say, not impressive. It's just there, various shades of brown and dirt. The seed is also not real impressive. It's the little dry, dead-looking speck. But put it in the ground, little water, little sunshine and warmth, and suddenly the field is covered with green plants bearing more seeds. Life is created while the farmer is sleeping away in his bedroom. He doesn't even know how it works. He just knows that it does. Jesus thinks of the Word of God that way, as a seed It's living and active. Jesus said, "My words to you are spirit and life." It is the word of salvation we come to treasure. That word is what brings spiritual life to the dry, dead earth of human souls. We know that it makes a huge difference, whether it's seed or something else that is planted in the dirt. Try planting a bunch of buttons in the soil, or M&Ms, or some Skittles. Would you expect a crop? Only real seeds have life within to create new life. Only God's word has the life within it to create spiritual life in the human heart. Another thought here. There's a human element to planting a crop, isn't there? The farmer must choose a seed carefully. The farmer must scatter the seed properly. The farmer may spray fertilizer, weed killer, whatever, to aid the growth, and he might even put up some scarecrows to keep the birds away. But he doesn't mess with the plant. He doesn't go out and pull each plant up a little bit, half an inch, to help it grow along. No, he leaves it alone. And while he is going about his normal routine of going to sleep and waking up and the other chores, the plant grows. God's kingdom is like this too. While we may be involved in spreading God's word, it grows in ways, let's be fair, we don't understand. God's kingdom certainly comes by itself, Martin Luther wrote about the petition in Your Kingdom Come. Ours is to sow the seed. Well, we can hamper the coming of God's kingdom if we plant carelessly or if we don't plant the word at all. But we do not make it grow. God does. Some of you may have seen an article in the Forward in Christ magazine telling how archaeologists found some old dried dates buried in rubble that were from the time of Christ. They decided to see if they could grow. So they planted and watered the seeds. As water soaked into the seed, it activated 2,000-year-old enzymes. Energy stores that were laid up during the days of the apostles began to unleash new growth. No one would have thought it possible, but God knows the seeds he made, and he knows how to make them grow. It's amazing, isn't it? Out of dry dirt and ugly seeds, God creates new life, and all out of a simple message about Jesus. Planted among simple human beings, the kingdom of God bursts into life and grows. Out of death, the seed of God's word brings life. It brought you to life and put heavenly joy and comfort in your hearts. But there's another comparison Jesus makes. Out of something small comes something really big. Listen as Jesus continued, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." What he's saying about the kingdom of God starts out very small, like a mustard seed. The seed is only about 2 millimeters across. Currently, for today, you could compare it to smaller than a radish seed if you plant seeds at all. I could probably put about 5,000 of them in my pockets and you wouldn't even notice. Yet just one of them could grow into a tree big enough to dwarf the room, the whole area of a church. Birds could even nest in its branches. The kingdom of God is bigger than any of us could ever imagine. We may even see a portion of it as three German pastors met in Milwaukee to organize themselves into a synod. Who would have guessed that 170 years later, that synod, the Wisconsin Synod, would stretch around the world? When white missionaries arrived in Apache land, not too long after the Apaches had been defeated and forced to stay on reservations by the white man, who would have guessed that years later, thousands of Apaches would confess faith in Jesus Christ? And our Old Testament reading Jonah, witnessed the huge city of Nineveh repent of its sins through his simple preaching. In our other Bible reading today, Paul was thrilled to know how the gospel was growing in Colossae, a city he had never ever visited. To this day, the world religion known as Christianity is still the largest recognizable religion on earth, with over 2.2 billion souls. And that's with a B. And we get that chance to work for its growth and work in this kingdom. Let me focus especially on one way to help make this kingdom grow. Even if we're not associated with it always, Sunday schools. Over the past year, we've had to back off on our organized Sunday school program because of the COVID concerns. But we look forward to reestablishing a vibrant Sunday school this fall. We're in the process of recruiting more teachers who are willing to devote time and the love of souls of boys and girls at our congregation. But did you consider just how powerful the simple act of teaching Sunday school can be, of sharing the gospel message, of planting the seeds? It was the year 1858 in the city of Boston. Edward Kimball was a young Sunday school teacher who made it a habit to personally talk to each student to know Christ as their Savior. He was concerned about one of his students who worked in a shoe store. One day, Kimball visited the young man and told him about Christ. That student was Dwight Moody, who eventually left the shoe business to become one of the greatest evangelists of all time. Moody became an international speaker. Matter of fact, in one sermon, he told the story of his Sunday school teacher. That story touched the ears of a young pastor named Frederick Meyer. In his dynamic preaching, Meyer would later touch the life of Wilbur Chapman. All names strange to you, but follow along. Chapman, in turn, touched the life of a young man named Billy Sunday with the Word of God. And Billy Sunday would preach later to the heart of a 16-year-old named Billy Graham, who, some have guessed, communicated the seed of the gospel message to more people than any other person in history. And it all started with a Sunday school teacher who cared for the souls of his students. Don't give up sharing the word. Don't give up, teachers. You might think that you're not getting through to the children in your class. You're not getting through to your son or daughter. But God is using you to bless their lives. Keep planting the word. Keep planting the seed. Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. The joy of Jesus' lesson is that it's the power of life and salvation in the Word. It's not in us or in our ability to be real persuasive or really glib at the words. It is an otherworldly message that's been put into our hands. We're just the farmers who scatter the seed as well as we can with the time and opportunities we've been given. Don't keep this seed in your pockets. Scatter it. And watch in amazement as God will make it grow. Amen. And now may the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ ever keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.